Fred Film Radio.
Festival del cinema europeo di Lecce, Italia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the European Film Festival in Lecce. Today I'm in company of Florian Eichinger, director of Hands of a Mother, screening here in competition. So welcome, Florian.
Thanks to have you. Thank you to have you to have me here.
So first of all, would you describe your film for our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, my film is about a couple, a modern couple that is confronted with a sort of unthinkable truth when they are on a family gathering, and the man remembers for the first time since his childhood what his own mother did to him.
Yeah. How did you conceive this film? What's the idea behind it? Strong topic.
I found in the internet, I found a story of a man who had to go through this story or a similar story, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. I have never heard about that men are abused by women, and or a son is sexually abused by his mother. And so I thought, what's that, and why haven't I heard about that? Because it's much more often actually in reality than we think, and it's such a taboo that people don't talk about it.
I have to say that the title is kind of perfect. How violence becomes even more scary when it comes from unexpected sides, right?
Exactly.
Was that the intent also in the title?
Absolutely. That's also to tell a story about, you know, our pictures we have and our prejudices we have when they don't work anymore, because we are faced with something which comes from a very different direction than we expect. And I think that's also a poetical impact story like that has, and also of course a story of society and of what we have, our images and our prejudices are, and what the reality sometimes brings.
I like what you also did visually. I mean, the how you show normality in contrast to what has happened in this past and is happening, no? That it lets you see that what you see is not what it's happening sometimes, so you shouldn't trust.
Yeah.
Let's say normality.
Yeah, absolutely. The film starts, the first 10 minutes are so normal family stuff, and you think, okay, that's like I know it from my family, and then we go into an abyss and in something he remembers, which actually also sometimes happens, that people remember when they are 40 years old things they really put away for decades, and then they are confronted suddenly with something which happened in the childhood, and that's more often than we think that this happens. It's very often that it happens about 40, because most people are settled when they are around 40, and that's with some trauma stuff. It just appears right then when you are quite secure, you know, and then there are some things in mind which come back. Because that's
right.
Exactly, if something is triggered, and then you can confront it for the first time, maybe. Because when you're a child, you can't confront everything. When it's too hard for your soul, in a way, to confront it, so it can take a very long time till it comes back. And I think you have to confront it. I think you can't escape from confrontation. But it's, of course, sometimes really hard to do it.
Do you think there are some things that even if you don't remember them, it might be better to be left, I don't know, in a dark side of your soul and brain?
Yeah, that's an interesting, it's nearly a philosophical question. It's not easy to judge if you should confront everything or if there are things you shouldn't. I personally think it's the way, the closest to yourself, to confront also the dark things. I think that's a way in our maybe one life that we have I think we can be close to ourselves only when we also accept some dark things. But there are also things that are so strong or so dangerous that they can kill us. So it's not easy to say you should do it always. There are also people who end with suicide, which of course is not the what we want and what can be a solution, I think.
What did you decide for the structure of the film? Why did you decide to structure it with chapters, even though the film focuses on the protagonist, on what is, has happened in the past and what is happening in his present?
Yeah, I chose the structure of having chapters with the names of the main protagonists, because in each chapter we get a window to one of those persons, even if we tell the story by our main protagonist. But I also wanted to give a feeling of who all is included and in what different ways. Because normally we think when it's a story about violence, we think there's a victim and there's a person who was violent and everything. But normally, in reality, it concerns much more people than only two. And in very different ways. Also, for example, when we have partners in marriage or something, our partner is also quite a part of our fate and our personality and our trauma. And you know, that's in a way, I think people are more connected than we think normally, and it's good to know that, because it's also, it does also mean that it's very, very important to be respectful with each other, and also to be capable not to judge the things so strongly that we often do, because we're all quite dependent, and also we are quite weak. I think every person is a has many weak points, and so I think it's better to be very respectful with each other, because otherwise it won't work.
What do you expect from this Italian experience at the European Film Festival in Lecce?
I saw two films yesterday, and I found them very good, and I think really it's a strong program here. I saw the other festivals of the other films and everything, and I think it's a great program here. And yeah, I'm curious for the next days also, but I'm very thankful to be here. I liked it very much, and I like also the place in this very South Italy. It could be a bit warmer, but it's a great place, and I'm looking forward to get to know also some of the other filmmakers and to see some more films.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the European Film Festival in Lecce for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.